All right, it is 7:40 here on this Thursday morning on WPHM. Next week is the Child Abuse Neglect Council Community Roof Sit. This is a big event for the Child Abuse Neglect Council here in St. Clair County, and a whole lot of changes this year, including a new executive director now in her almost complete first year, Sherry Archibald. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It was during Roof Sit last year that you were announced as the new executive director. So I think now we can stop calling you the new executive director because you've been there a year.
I think in another week we can go on to I'm just the executive director now.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of changes this year.
There are a lot of changes. I think I come in over the last year and have made a lot of changes in a lot of the different events. So people are probably wondering what the heck if I bumped my head or what. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. We've moved it from Birchwood Mall to downtown Port Huron on the rooftop of Michigan Mutual. The tent is already up. So if you drive by heading north to south, you can see it. And it's a great view. I think Matt will have a great time being up there. So we're excited about the new location. Birchwood Mall has been wonderful for us in the last 23 years, but they don't have the foot traffic anymore that they used to have, as well as, you know, downtown's booming. So we just thought it'd be a great idea to have a new location, bring some new life to the event.
Absolutely. You mentioned Matt. He is the new host of the Q Country morning show. So he's going to be the guy up on the roof. This started, as you said, 23 years ago with Brian Harper. Chuck Santoni was the next guy in line. And now Chuck is doing afternoons at Q Country. So Matt Markham gets to sit on the roof for a week.
Matt is the lucky winner of living on the roof for a week. We're going to pray for good weather for him. A couple other changes for him. So we in the city of Port Huron don't have a bucket fire truck, so he has to climb the ladder to the rooftop. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch Matt climb up that ladder
yes,
on
it
Sunday.
Will.
And he'll go up at 3 o'clock, and he'll be up there until Friday at 6. So we're looking forward to that. Other changes we have are in our hours. So we changed the hours. We used to go on air at 6 a.m. till 8 p.m., and we will be only 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. now.
Okay.
With the exception of Wednesday, we'll come back on the air when the Jeep Club comes, because we always have the Jeep Club. Blue Letter Jeep Club brings all of their Jeeps and lines up in the road, and so they're just great fun to see. They decorate them, and so we wanted to make sure that they could still come. So they'll be
cool.
There Wednesday night.
Cool. We talked a little bit yesterday about Sunday Fun Day. That's as opposed to what used to be the walk for kids' sake to Birchwood Mall, where the roof sit used to be. Now it's a fun event downtown.
Well, with the new location, we had to come up with a new idea, and what would we do? And again, the walk was kind of dying off. Not as many people were partaking in that. So we decided that it would be really fun to kick it off with a great free event for kids. And so that's what we're doing. We have a great event. You heard a lot about it yesterday. Sunday Fun Day has pony rides and face painting, a lot of carnival games, a bounce house. And we just really wanted to have a really good time for the kids and show them how much fun life really should be for kids and you know, get to see them smile and enjoy. And it's open to the public. It's free for everyone. So we're encouraging everyone to come and have a great time on Sunday and help us welcome Matt to the roof.
There you go. This there's of course, the Scott Maneri concert on Saturday night as well.
There is. So Sunday, I mentioned, is free. The concert is $20 per ticket per individual, but all of the proceeds go to the Child Abuse and Neglect Council. So we're really hoping to see a lot of people come out and support Scott and also the council. Mm-hmm. And that is Saturday night at the Outpost at 7 o'clock. So we'll open the doors about 6, and I believe Matt's going to be on the air from 5 to 7 as well.
Cool.
So we'll get a little bit of pre-show out of him, and then we'll move on to the concert. So we're looking forward to that.
Remind us what the Child Abuse and Neglect Council is. What is your mission, and why are you raising money next week?
Absolutely. So we are raising money next week. We do a lot of things for children, and we operate on a very small budget. So we begin with our prevention education program, and Lindsay Chapp, who was with you yesterday, Lindsay goes into every school in the entire St. Clair County School District. She provides prevention education to children, starting in elementary school, first and third grade. Then we move on to middle school and talk to them again at sixth and seventh grade, and then on to high school when we talk at the ninth and tenth grade levels. Each one is geared towards the age of the child, excuse me, and what it is that they may be facing at that particular age. So at the younger group, it's body awareness and safety, trusted adults. When we get into middle school, it becomes a little bit more about internet safety, bullying. And then when we get into the high school, we add on the teen dating piece and how to be safe out when you're, you know, out with friends or getting to going to parties and different things like that. So we add each level based on their age bracket. And we do a lot of prevention education to the children. So one, we can either get to them before anything happens, or if it is happening, we can get them to understand that it is okay to tell.
Right.
So we start with that, and then we also have prevention education for the parents, And we do a lot of events out in the community for prevention education.
Well, it certainly is a program that a lot of people get behind.
Yes, it is. And then what a lot of people don't know is inside the building, we also do the forensic interviewing of children of alleged sexual abuse. So we interview them right on site. We do what is called a singular forensic interview. We bring in the prosecuting attorney's office, law enforcement, child protective services, as well as our forensic interviewer. And we interview the child so we can do it one time. Child doesn't have to go from place to place to place. And it's all about reducing the trauma that the child is going to face. They've already been through enough, and we want to make them as comfortable as possible. So we bring in an expert that does this, and we do it all right on site. They become very familiar with our staff, and they don't have to keep going from place to place. So it's all about making them as comfortable as possible. And then we work after that with the law enforcement, CPS, and prosecuting attorney's office, as well as the family, to all the way through the end of the case. So if it's going to go to court, we will support the family and go through court with them, whatever it takes to see it through.
Child Abuse Neglect Council here in St. Clair County, certainly an important organization, one that, as I said, a lot of people get behind and like to support in a lot of different ways. And a lot of it is just a dollar at a time as they go by the roof at Michigan Mutual on, sometime next week. They might just reach into their wallet, grab a $5 bill. Everybody did that, it would sure make a big difference, wouldn't it?
It would, and that's actually what we're hoping for. So we get pennies from kids at school, buckets of pennies, so that's a lot of fun. A lot of work to carry them out of there, but yeah. It is fun. We have angel investor sponsors that give, $1,000 up to $5,000. But it is that $5, $10, $20 donation that adds up. And so all that we do on a budget of $350,000 or less every year. And 73% of that is locally fundraised dollars. RoofSit is our biggest fundraiser. We usually raise $120,000 to $125,000. Our goal this year is $125,000. And without that, we would not be able to do what we do. We would have to cut our prevention. We wouldn't be able to provide all of the services that we provide to the children and the families. And so we really rely on the generosity of this community. And year after year, they have come through. And you're right. It's a cause that it's easy to get behind. It shouldn't hurt to be a child. We can talk about our childhood. Those of us have not experienced that, and we have great memories and about laughter and mm-hmm. play and all the things that we experienced as children. And these children, they're not experiencing that. They have secrets and they're hiding in corners and they're not happy. And these are things that they're so traumatized that we want to help them as well so that they can enjoy the rest of their childhood.
It shouldn't hurt to be a child. That's the best line. That sums it all up right there, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. It shouldn't hurt to be a child.
Sherry, good luck next week. Keep fingers crossed for nice weather for Matt up on the roof. This is a big, important week, and I just wish you all the best.
Thank you. And if people can't stop by, they're welcome to call. They can call us at 866-852-KIDS. And they can make a donation over the phone as well.
Fantastic. Sherry, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Paul.
Sherry Archibald, the Executive Director of the Child Abuse Neglect Council here in St. Clair County.